From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our gospel program. We will be turning to John 18 in our ongoing study of that book. Our subject will be the betrayal of the Savior. May I remind you that tonight at 9 o'clock we will be returning to our study of Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. These studies that we have been conducting are taken from a sermon I preached at the beginning of August, entitled Waiting to be Rescued, Some Gospel Lessons from the Distress of New Orleans. Tonight will be the final extract from that sermon. Most of us are aware of the plight of orphans in many countries. Dr. Stanley Barnes of Hillsborough Free Presbyterian Church and his congregation have, for a long time, been helping orphans in Romania. As a means of raising support for these children, Dr. Barnes has published a book of daily readings compiled from the writings and sermons of the late W.P. Nicholson, a man mightily used of God in years gone by in our land. Proceeds from the sale of this book will be going to the Orphans Fund. The book is called A Little Farther and may be obtained at any good Christian bookshop. One other matter. As from November 21st, our 9 o'clock Monday evening program will be moving to a mid-afternoon slot at 3 p.m. But we will be speaking more of that between now and that date. Here is a hymn. It's the lovely hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. After we listen, it'll be over to John chapter 18.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, drop our songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnets, sung by craving hands above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my
turn to a new chapter now in John's Gospel. It's chapter 18, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 to 9. I've entitled our study, The Betrayal of the Savior. The Savior, having ended his prayer unto his Father, leaves the upper room and crosses over the brook Kedron. Verse 1. This is the same little river that David had crossed when he was forced to flee from Jerusalem by the rebellion led by his son Absalom. Doubtless the Savior crossed the river very close, if not at the exact point that David, centuries before, had crossed. The incident is recorded for us in 2 Samuel chapter 15, and it's the verse 23. It was a prophetic foreshadowing of this even more sad betrayal of great David's greater son. The Saviour and his disciples, having crossed the Kidron, enter the Garden of Gethsemane. It was in a garden that man first sinned, and it was to be in a garden that man's sin reached its zenith with the betrayal of Christ into the hands of his enemies, and that by a professed follower of his, a betrayal that led to the crucifixion of the Lord of glory. First of all, note with me how hard the heart of a false professor of faith in Christ may become. Judas was guide to them that took Jesus. So says Acts chapter 1, verse 16. We are told in verse 5 that Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. He had been a companion of Christ and of the other disciples for 3 years. He had heard the Saviour preach. He had seen the miracles that he wrought. He had heard virtually every private word the Saviour ever spoke amongst his disciples, and yet he betrayed him, as if the Lord Jesus had been some common criminal worthy of such treatment. It is but a short journey from the heights of privilege that Judas had enjoyed to the lowest depths of sin and eternal damnation. The lesson that the actions of Judas would teach us is very simple, but most important. Religious activity, even of the highest order, is no proof that our hearts are right with God. Men and women, church-going is not Christianity. Bowing down to receive communion is not Christianity. Being baptized is not Christianity. There are none of us but knows of those who have done such things, and it is plain from their life that there is nothing of God in them. Judas, for all his religious activity, was, we are told in John chapter 12 and the verse 6, a thief. His heart was dominated by greed for money. He sold Christ. He sold heaven for 30 pieces of silver. Had his heart been attached to the Saviour rather than to the silver, how different things would be at this moment and throughout eternity for Judas. True religion is a bonding of our hearts with Christ by love and faith, activated by the gospel record of his love for us as displayed in his death on the cross. That is the union with the Saviour that is the very bedrock of true Christianity. Secondly, notice how ready Christ was to suffer and die. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. Verses 4-5. Christ did not have to surrender to the soldiers because he could not escape. It was dark. He could have easily slipped away. No, the Lord Jesus was not forced by men to die. That is made clear when he identified himself with the words, I am. We are told in verse 6, As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. In Exodus chapter 3, in the verse 14, we read of the name of God as given to Moses so that he could inform the people who it was who had appointed him as their leader. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. The mere uttering of that all-glorious name by the Saviour was sufficient to topple to the ground the hardy Roman soldiers who had come to arrest him. The power that caused Daniel to fall down in a faint when he saw the vision of the glory of Christ, as recorded in Daniel chapter 10 and the verse 8, and that which caused John to likewise faint when he beheld the Saviour on the Isle of Patmos, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, is what wonderfully but mysteriously brought these soldiers to the ground. Though surrendering to the will of man, the Saviour possessed within himself the power to scatter them as chaff before the wind, had he a mind to do so. Christ was not compelled to die by the power of man. He was compelled to die by the love he had for his elect, for whom he must die if they were to be delivered from guilt and sin. The joy of delivering his people from everlasting damnation is what made him a willing sacrifice. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 2. Yes, it was love that moved the triune God to undertake the great work of redemption, which had the death of the Saviour at its very heart. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation, or the atonement, for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. One final point. Christ was, at all times, looking out for the well-being of his people. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Verses 8 and 9. Let every Christian take note of this fact and rejoice. Christ has never lost any of his sheep, for he is the good shepherd who stands constantly on guard. If you are not saved, but the one doubt that keeps you back from yielding to the gospel command to trust Christ is whether or not you are able to keep your salvation. Please note that it is Christ who does the keeping, not us who trusted in him. What sort of a shepherd expects the sheep to look out for themselves? That is the sort of shepherd your unbelief is making Christ out to be. No, I repeat, it is Christ who does the protecting and the keeping here in the Garden of Gethsemane, when men are gathered to arrest him and unspeakable sufferings would soon engulf him. He is thinking of his flock. Ye seek me, but let these go their way. Not one hair of the disciples' heads was touched. The shepherd was taken, but the sheep all escaped. As he stilled the storm on the Lake of Galilee and brought the disciples' ship safely to shore, so the Saviour will bring all his people safely to heaven. None of them shall perish on the way. Fear not to trust him with your soul today, even right now. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.